The Echo Show, Amazon's smart assistant with a display, has been a fixture in my kitchen since it came out in the summer of 2017. Recently, Lenovo sent us a review unit of the Lenovo SmartTab P10 that includes Alexa. This new gadget is a pretty standard tablet running Android, but when you put it in a dock, ta-da, it turns into an Echo Show. I've been using the device for a few weeks, and here's what I think.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Grammarly, a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Start writing confidently by going to grammarly.com/hot and get 20% off a Grammarly premium account.
Let's talk about the specs on the tablet first. Lenovo has two models of this device. This is the Tab P10, which is slightly more expensive than the less fancy version, the M10. The P10 runs Android Oreo and includes a Snapdragon 450 processor built in, which means the speed is fine, but not fantastic. It features 32 gigabytes of onboard storage with up to 256 gigabytes of micro SD card support. The tablet has a 10.1-inch screen with a dual-glass design and a full HD display. There are decent front and rear-facing cameras. The rear is 8 megapixels, while the front is 5 megapixels. There's also a fingerprint sensor that supports multiple profiles. Tablets are great for watching movies or YouTube or listening to music. You can listen through the 4 front speakers that support Dolby Atmos. But they're not great. Listening through the dock speakers is a significant improvement, and it sounds a lot better than the speakers on the Echo Show. The smart dock features charging capabilities through the Lenovo Pogo pins on the bottom of the tablet. There's a volume button, a Bluetooth button, and a power jack. You can also pair your phone to it and use it as a Bluetooth speaker. I share my home with 3 teenagers and 1 husband, and we try our best to have a place for everything and everything in its place rule. So it's nice to have a dock for the tablet so you can train everyone to put it back there when they're done with it. And when they do put it back there in the dock, you can use it hands-free. The far-field microphones make it easier for you to scream at it across the room and command it to do your bidding using your voice. When the tablet is in show mode, it offers nearly all the features of the Echo Show, like getting the day's weather, setting timers,
10 minutes, starting now,
listening to music or news, watching videos, viewing recipes.
For chocolate cake, here's a few recipes.
Checking your calendar, viewing photos you have stored with Amazon, listening to your Audible audiobooks, controlling your smart home, asking stupid questions.
The sky is blue because the molecules of the atmosphere scatter blue light more than other colors.
And so much more. As I said earlier, the Snapdragon 450 processor is not incredibly speedy, but it's fine for doing everything you need to do in Alexa Show mode. There are a few notable tasks I can do on my Echo Show that I was unable to do with the Lenovo SmartTab P10. The Echo Show includes a feature called Drop-In that lets you automatically appear on the Echo Show of a friend or a family member, as long as that friend or family member has approved drop-ins. I don't use this feature on my Echo Show, and I have it turned off due to some unfortunate incidents that happened when we first got it. And I can drop in on Jerry's office in Twit to find out what Jerry and Anthony are doing, which is always interesting.
I'm not that innocent.
Even if you did want to use your drop-in feature on your Lenovo SmartTab, you wouldn't be able to because the device doesn't support it yet. Apple Music recently came to the Echo Show, but when I tried to listen to it on this device, it didn't work. It lets me listen to Amazon Music or Google Play Music, but I don't subscribe to either of those. It lets me listen to Spotify because I could download the Spotify app on the tablet, but there's not an Android tablet version of Apple Music, so I could not listen to it. When I tried to set up multi-room audio with the Lenovo SmartTab, my devices didn't show up, so I'm assuming that it doesn't support that feature yet either. And finally, I use my Echo Show as a dinner bell for my kids using the announce feature. Sadly, the announce feature hasn't come to this device either.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Grammarly, a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Grammarly Premium looks out for spelling, grammar, plus advanced punctuation, style within context, conciseness, and readability for different occasions. Available on multiple browsers and platforms. Stop making email typos from your phone. Show your best self through writing with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/hot to get 20% off your Grammarly Premium account today. That's grammarly.com/HOT for 20% off your Grammarly Premium account.
The Amazon-Google combo is a perplexing one. All of my other Amazon voice devices also let me talk to Microsoft's assistant Cortana on them, and my Harman Kardon Invoke with Cortana also lets me talk to Amazon's voice assistant with it. But joining Amazon and Google is a bit different. I'm not sure how I feel about getting that particular peanut butter and chocolate all mixed up in one device. Why would I use the Amazon Assistant for search, calendar, or email access when the Google Assistant is far superior and has more access to my accounts? Sometimes when I tried to summon Alexa, the device asked me to enter my password to unlock it first, which I couldn't do with my voice. It only did this sometimes, not all the time, which means that it's both annoying and not really password protected. My kids are 14 and 16, and at this point, aside from occasional check-ins, I don't really monitor everything they watch on YouTube or how much they watch of it. I know parents who have younger kids who don't love the Echo Show or devices like the Google Home Hub because it's just one more screen that the kids have access to. The tablet itself is locked and does offer different profiles, so you can have one that has kid-appropriate apps and settings and a built-in kids mode that features Kiddos, which is apparently the world's largest mobile network for kids. I guess they're not including YouTube as a network for kids, because apparently lately it definitely is not a network for kids. That said, I have spent more time than the average person considering the wasted space that device chargers take up, and I am in love with the idea of putting your devices to good use when you're not using them. This one is a clock, or a news ticker, or a photo frame. The Echo Show used to allow you to access YouTube, but it doesn't anymore, and I miss it. It's nice to be able to play YouTube videos in the kitchen, even though I couldn't open them with my voice on the Lenovo Tab P10 and had to type my search terms onto the tablet with the on-screen keyboard like a cave person. Now, if you've considered getting an Echo Show and you're also in the market for a basic Android tablet, this is an excellent combo of the two, and I highly recommend it. I particularly like the shiny and smooth glass back on the P10. The Lenovo Smart Tab P10 with Alexa costs $299 and is available now. But if you're not interested in an Android tablet that you can remove and use on your lap on the couch, I would save the $70 and buy yourself a Google Home Hub instead. If you're not interested in any of these Android features, save yourself $100 and just buy yourself an Echo Show.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.